And unsurpassed, penetrating, and perfect Dharma is rarely met with, even in 100,000 million kalpas, having it to see and listen to remember and accept. I vow to taste the truth of the Tathagata's words. Good morning. Well, I want to talk a little bit before we read this. Thinking about Thanksgiving, and I've been, you know, saying to many people, Happy Thanksgiving, and many people have said it to me. And I love the idea that Thanksgiving has become, which is simply a time to remember that for which we're thankful. And at the same time, I am rather painfully aware of how painful it is for many Native American people. And how not only painful, but harmful it is, the way I think it's often still taught in school, or talked about in elementary school, especially with pilgrims and Indians having a kumbaya feast. And apparently they did have a meal together, but there's not much record of it. But you look at the depictions of it, the joyful, approving depictions of it, and they have the noble savages sitting over there half naked, and then the pilgrims at the table. I saw one with one, probably a chief or something, sitting at the table, and all the other savages sitting over here. And then there was one where the savages had a table, but they had their own table. They weren't integrated. And they were still half naked. Now, this is supposed to have happened in the fall. I don't know that it was November, but in the fall in New England, it's cold. They probably wore a lot more clothes than loincloths. But at any rate, you know, it was not long after that the Native tribes were being exterminated, and their land stolen. So these images of sort of half-naked, docile savages being sort of tolerated by the pilgrims, when probably those Native Americans probably supplied most of the food for that feast. Those are painful images. Dishonest images. And while we celebrate this time of gratitude, we have to, I think we have to acknowledge Mara in it, acknowledge the painful and I'm trying to think of another word, but the word that's coming is the evil parts of our past. and the ignorant parts of our past, because in fact, we've learned a lot from Native Americans, including farming techniques and wisdom. And we forget that, or we refuse to learn it. I read somewhere in high school, I was fascinated by the Donner Party. And I would go to, there was a special room in the main Los Angeles library, which is an amazing, is beautiful, beautiful old building. Anyway, there was a room that was like California history or something like that. So I would go there and I just read all the books about the Donner Party. Does everybody know who the Donner Party were, what we're talking about? And then later, every so often, I'll see something and read it. And one of the things I've read more recently is that the Native American tribe that lived in the area took pity on them and left a big cache of food for them. But they were afraid to go too close, right? Not a reasonable fear of being shot or something. So they left it, but the Donner Party never knew that it was there. So they never took advantage of that food. And that generosity on the part of the Native Americans in the area is very moving. I mean, that they would continue to be generous in light of what had happened to them is really something. And that our actions, white people's actions, had led to their being so afraid of the Donner Party that they were not willing to get any closer, not willing to approach and say, here's some food. We have to include this history because it is ours. And including it does not mean that we don't also celebrate generosity and celebrate gratitude and take this opportunity at what is sort of the harvest time. It's a little late for the harvest in a lot of places, but let's call it the harvest time. Celebrate it. Take this time to remember. My family actually got together on Thursday evening, a lot of them, a lot of us, and went around on Zoom and each said what we were grateful for. And it was very sweet and it was so nice. We all, one of the things most of us mentioned was how much we love each other. So, something about opening our hearts, and one of the images that always comes to me is something I've mentioned before, and I'm going to talk about it because it's an example. You know, we need to take all of it into our hearts, right? The painful knowledge that we have now, understanding that we have now, but also the joy of connection and of remembering the things we're grateful for. And years ago, in a Shosan, Fu Shoder, who's now the abiding abbess at Green Gulch Farm, she said to Tenshin Rev Anderson, she said, it was something about a heart, and I don't remember what her question was, but I remember his response. You know, he said to her, "Is this a heart?" And she said, "No." And he said, "Is this a heart?" And she said, "Yes." And he said, "No, this is a heart. It's both." Right? He didn't need to say it's both. I'm stating the obvious. So let us learn from these ancestors, because these Native Americans are also our ancestors. So let us read this poem, and I have a suggestion about how. So if you have it, however you have it, get it out. I'm not sure how to pronounce this. Haudenosaunee, maybe. Thanksgiving prayer. And notice that it says the words in bold are not meant to be said other than greetings to the natural world. So that means, I think, that it's greetings to the natural world, and then today we have gathered, rather that you don't say the people or the earth mother. So here's my notion, that we will go around. I'm going to tell you, on my screen, we're going around in a circle. So all you have to remember is who's in front of you. You don't have to remember the whole order. And just keep taking a section. All right? So it's Steve, Zach, Dana, Lisa, Kate, me. And so Steve, notice that when we're going around the second time, you're after me. Okay? All right. Everybody remember who's in front of them? Yes? No? Say it again.
Yes.
Yes.
Zach?
Yeah, and we're not reading the title, we're just reading the body of it?
Yeah, you're not reading the bold. See where it says the earth mother or the people?
Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't look that way. I'm happy I printed it out because it was very confusing. And the way it looked on my screen, you couldn't tell. And it says to read the greetings to the natural world as if it's in bold, but it isn't. But that's all right. Okay, so but just don't read the headings. Yes? Okay, so it's Steve, Zach, Dana, Lisa, Kate, me, Steve, and so on. So you should unmute yourselves. Just leave it unmuted. I think it's okay. So, greetings to the natural world.
Today we have gathered and see that the cycles of life continue. We have been given the duty to live in balance and harmony with each other and all living things. So now we bring our minds together as one, as we give greetings and thanks to each other as people. Now our minds are one.
Zach, you're muted.
All right, I shouldn't have been, but We are thankful to our mother, the earth, for she gives us all that we need for life. She supports our feet as we walk about upon her. It gives us joy that she continues to care for us as she has from the beginning of time. To our mother, we send greetings and thanks. Now our minds are one.
We give thanks to all the waters of the world for quenching our thirst and providing us with strength. Water is life. We know its power in many forms: waterfalls and rain, mists and streams, rivers and oceans. With one mind, we send greetings and thanks to the spirit of water. Now our minds are one.
We turn our minds to all the fish life in the water. They were instructed to cleanse and purify the water. They also give themselves to us as food. We are grateful that we can still find pure water. So we turn now to the fish and send our greetings and thanks. Now our minds are one.
Now we turn towards the vast fields of plant life. As far as the eye can see, the plants grow, working many wonders. They sustain many life forms. With our minds gathered together, we give thanks and look forward to seeing plant life for many generations to come. Now our minds are one.
With one mind, we turn to honor and thank all the food plants we harvest from the garden. Since the beginning of time, the grains, vegetables, beans, and berries have helped the people survive. Many other living things draw strength from them too. We gather all the food plants together as one and send them a greeting and thanks. Now our minds are one.
Now we turn to all the medicine herbs of the world. From the beginning, they were instructed to take away sickness. They were always waiting and ready to heal us. We are happy there are still among us those special few who remember how to use these plants for healing. With one mind, we send greetings and thanks to the medicines and to the keepers of the medicines. Now our minds are one.
Dana?
It's Zach.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Zach.
He keeps getting muted.
I know.
It keeps going on and on. I don't know what it is. Okay, I'll start again. We gather our minds together to send greetings and thanks to all the animal life in the world. They have many things to teach us as people. We see them near our homes and in the deep forests. We are glad they are still here, and we hope that it will always be so. Now our minds are one.
We now turn our thoughts to the trees. The earth has many families of trees who have their own instructions and uses. Some provide us with shelter and shades, others with fruits, beauty, and other useful things. Many peoples of the world use a tree as a symbol of peace and strength. With one mind, we greet and thank the tree life. Now our minds are one.
We put our minds together as one and thank all the birds who move and fly about over our heads. The Creator gave them beautiful songs. Each day they remind us to enjoy and appreciate life. The eagle was chosen to be their leader. To all the birds, from the smallest to the largest, we send our joyful greetings and thanks. Now our minds are one.
We are all thankful to the powers we know as the four winds. We hear their voices in the moving air as they refresh us and purify the air we breathe. They help to bring the change of seasons. From the four directions they come, bringing us messages and giving us strength. With one mind, we send our greetings and thanks to the four winds. Now our minds are one.
Now we turn to the west, where our grandfathers, the thunder beings, live. With lightning and thundering voices, they bring with them the water that renews life. We bring our minds together as one to send greetings and thanks to our grandfathers, the thunderers. Now our minds are one.
We now send greetings and thanks to our eldest brother, the sun. Each day without fail, he travels the sky from east to west, bringing the light of a new day. He is the source of all the fires of life. With one mind, we send greetings and thanks to our brother, the sun. Now our minds are one.
Put our minds together and give thanks to our oldest grandmother, the moon, who lights the nighttime sky. She is the leader of all women, the leader of women all over the world, and she governs the movement of the ocean tides. By her changing face, we measure time, and it is the moon who watches over the arrival of children here on earth. With one mind, we send greetings and thanks to our grandmother, the moon. Now our minds are one.
We give thanks to the stars who are spread across the sky like jewelry. We see them in the night, helping the moon to light the darkness and bringing dew to the gardens and growing things. When we travel at night, they guide us home. With our minds gathered together as one, we send greetings and thanks to all the stars. Now our minds are one.
We gather our minds to greet and thank the enlightened teachers who have come to help throughout the ages. When we forget how to live in harmony, they remind us of the way we were instructed to live as people. With one mind, we send greetings and thanks to these caring teachers. Now our minds are one.
Now we turn our thoughts to the Creator or Great Spirit and send greetings and thanks for the gifts of creation. Everything we need to live a good life is here on this Mother Earth. For all the love that is still around us, we gather our minds together as one and send our choicest words of greetings and thanks to the Creator. Now our minds are one.
We've now arrived at the place where we end our words. Of all the things we have named, it was not our intention to leave anything out. If something was forgotten, we leave it to each individual to send such greetings and thanks in their own way. Now our minds are one.
How cool to end with you, Mary. Just perfect.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I said that way.
Well, and when we talked, did brother? My brother texted me.
So, what are you grateful for? What was left out of this for you as an individual? We'll go around again, Steve. You want to take a moment to reflect? Whenever you're ready, Steve, just go ahead.
It was the practice that has begun to really open my heart and help me to feel my heart.
Why don't you bow when you're done, and so that Zach, you're muted again.
I'm muted because there's garbage trucks and Louis is here growling and there's this background noise. I'm not sure what the question was.
What did the poem said at the end, if we left anything out, please give your individual thanks to what you're grateful for.
Well, you know, this year we couldn't have Thanksgiving with our family. And it kind of made me think about how much I value my family since they were absent. I should say we did a big Zoom thing that was sort of rollicking fun. But, and we talked about what we're going to do next year. But it made me feel a little, I don't want to say lonely, but let's say the word lonely, that I couldn't be with everyone, but it made me appreciate them, I think, even more. I'm not taking it for granted that I have a wonderful family.
Dana, you're muted.
Oh, okay. I found out my son has COVID and his whole family, and so it was a difficult Thanksgiving. But I was happy to spend another one with my mom. And I'm just thankful to see my family whenever I can, that they're still around.
So how are they, Dana? Do you have a bad case or not so bad, or
Well, he's not in the hospital or anything, and his wife is. They're all at home together. All four of them are at home, and kind of guinea pigging, being the first one sick at their jobs and everything, not sure what they're going to be doing. They're suffering with the headaches and the scratchy throats and stuff. We're just watching them very closely to see how they do. But and then my mom's having a hard time. But it's good to be with my family.
I am grateful for my friends and family. I mean, I guess I'm just going to echo what everyone's saying. And I'm grateful for all of you. And I feel closer and more intimate with everyone after this practice period. And it's a real support for this time. So I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, I will echo Lisa's words. I'm sort of basking in this sort of Shuso afterglow, I think. So I'm deeply grateful to have had that experience, and I felt so supported. And I, like Lisa said, I feel closer to all of you, and I'm very grateful for that. And I also was thinking I was grateful for Zoom, because we did a family Zoom thing. I actually, my nephew who is in Tacoma, did a thing where he took a test and then isolated himself until he got the results, and then jumped right in his car and drove here. So we actually, much to our surprise, had a family member join us for Thanksgiving Day, which was very special. And then we zoomed in with the rest of that family. And I don't think I've seen my niece like in person or on a FaceTime or Zoom thing for probably 5 years. So to actually see her, and she's now a nurse on a COVID unit, in Northwest Indiana. So it was interesting to hear her experience of that. And to just see family members in that way. You know, in the past, you know, Sonny and I would call that family because they all gathered there. And, you know, you would kind of talk for 5 minutes or something, or a minute. But this way, we were all in gallery view and talking to each other. So that was nice.
So there's lots of things. I resonate with what Steve said about the practice period and the practice in general, but for me, particularly the practice period, it felt like, to me, that it was very much a heart event. And I remember, I don't remember exactly, I never do, but I know I was lecturing about it a little bit, and I remember just the I could really literally physically feel it as a warm, open place in my chest. And I am grateful for my family, and I'm grateful that it was my idea to go around and say what we were thankful for, because I've always wanted to do it, or I've done it a few times with other people, but... In my family of origin, never in a million years would we have done that. And so it was very sweet to me. And there's a new baby in the family, and I mean new, but she's about a week old. So it's just wonderful to see that. And I went for a walk on Thanksgiving with some friends, including their dog, who is one of my dog friends. And I didn't get to hug them, but I got to be with the dog a lot. And That's I'm grateful that Mel's still alive. And Kiki. So, thank you. And you thank me sometimes, or you say you appreciate me and so. I appreciate you, and your practice makes my practice. And you probably don't realize how much you encourage me, and you do encourage me, and I appreciate it. That's enough. So I think that's a good place to stop. Let's stop, and then if you want to chat, we can stick around. Clunk, Kate Clunk. Beings are numberless, I vow to save them. Delusions are inexhaustible, I vow.